free. Right.
Well, yeah. Then say your real answer.
That was my real answer.
Go free my child.
Why? But I did it because I wanted to fit in.
I was like, well, can I play with y'all? And they're like, well.
I publicly apologized.
Like, everybody was like, tell me. I was like, chill. Like, sometimes we could, like, do something and expect something in return.
I might have done this, I might have done that, and I might be the worst person. Yet God still wants me.
3, 2, 1.
Here we go!
Welcome back to Another Day, Another Way podcast, where we get real about college, young adult life, and where every day we try to live in a better way. My name is Marlon.
I'm Jose.
And I'm Fernanda. It's good to see you guys again.
Yep. Nice to see you guys.
Yes.
In a lovely, beautiful Friday morning or afternoon or
yes.
Saturday, whenever you're watching this. We're going to get started with this episode with our icebreaker. Okay. So I got one question for y'all. Very simple, very straight up. What is something like that you could fix? Like instantly, like just like that, like you touch it and it fixes like instantly. One thing that you would love to fix.
Headaches. That's my answer. You know, sometimes there's like this small little headache and it's like a little inconvenience and you feel it, but you're like, oh, it's bearable. But if I could just go, it's gone. It's gone. Perfect. Or migraines, gone. Perfect. I'll be so happy. And if I could do it to other people, I could just go touch my mom's head.
Yeah.
And she'll be fine. No more suffering. Yeah. That's my answer. I will not change it.
Mm-hmm. You're like, oh, you got a headache? Oh, you just go to Fernanda. She's an expert. She's an amazing doctor. Yeah. But only headaches. Though. Anything else?
I mean, you said one thing. Yeah, so exactly. Headaches is my one thing.
Yeah. Okay, what are you, Jose?
Well, what? I would do, you know, I could take the high road and say, end world hunger.
But can you touch world hunger, though?
That's what I'm saying. But I could say it.
But it wouldn't work. Like, you could take hunger away.
Yeah, but I
said
I could say it.
You could take hunger away.
I can say it,
like,
can't
I? I could touch your stomach.
I can say it.
Yeah, you can say it.
All right, then.
Using his free will, I guess.
I'm trying to ruin my free will.
Well, then say your real answer.
That was my real answer.
World hunger.
Jose.
Anyway, so you're
gonna go around
touching kids. I can solve my hunger.
You're going around touching people? Like, you're not hungry anymore?
No.
You could be like a coach. Be like, if you want to lose weight, just come to me. Just touch them.
Is that your answer?
No. I'm saying like Jose. Like Jose. Okay, well, you know, that was pretty smart. Like, I could have gone the high road too, but I kind of went like small, I guess.
Say it.
But now I want to say my big one.
Say it. Just say your answer.
Okay. You know when your phone is like about to die? Like if you could just touch it and it's 100%. That's saving energy too. Like imagine.
I mean, it helps you with so many inconveniences.
Exactly.
I like it. Yesterday, my phone was on 13%.
Imagine
I
just go like, you're... Go free my child.
Wow, what? What?
You got 100% now.
No. Yesterday, I was living life on an edge because I was like, I did not charge my phone. So when I was 10% and I would just charge it in my car and it would just charge like 1%. And then
1%.
It would just go up 1%.
Oh my god!
So and then I did not get gas. I went to get dinner with my friend, and I did not get gas beforehand. So I already had the little blinker, and my car went beep beep, and I was like, oh, it's under 19 miles. So when I finally got to the restaurant, it was at I think 13 or 12 miles. Yeah. And then we were going to go somewhere else for dessert. And I said, let me stop by and get gas. I was living on edge yesterday. So I could fill my gas.
Oh, my goodness.
Tank.
You're so crazy. Oh my goodness.
Thanks.
Wow.
Okay. Never mind. I won't tell your stories anymore.
No, no, we want to hear your stories because for this next one, it's going to be good. This next okay. story is going to be good, okay? So another okay. question for y'all. Mm-hmm. Y'all are not from this country, right? Not from this country. But y'all are from this country.
I'm from Honduras, yes, yeah, and I'm proud. Right. I'm proud to be Honduran.
Exactly. So think of a time when you have been, like, just feeling, like, left out. Like, just think of a time where maybe you were just, like, you didn't fit in a group. Maybe you saw a group of kids, or maybe there was this friend group at school, or maybe it was like at church, and you just didn't fit in. What have you ever had a moment like that?
Everybody wants me in their friend group.
I know, Jose Carlos. Be humble.
Oh,
answer with truth.
It is. Okay. Anyways. No, not really.
Really?
I don't know. Maybe I didn't realize.
They're just always in them. In the friend group.
Well, maybe like sometimes like during like high school, I didn't like hang out with my friends that much.
Mm-hmm.
One, because I didn't have a car. And then two, I was already like doing church and everything. So I didn't have the time or anything like that. But so I guess like sometimes they would do something. I'm like, oh,
mm-hmm.
I didn't go or anything.
So no. Mm. This was just academic weapon.
Oh.
Okay. I always thought Jose was so studious.
No. No, that ain't me.
That was me.
Nerd.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. For me, fourth grade, I went to live in Mexico for 1 year. Our whole family moved to Mexico for a year. And coming back, it was coming back to my old school with my old friends, but I had left for a year.
Yeah.
So their friendships got stronger. And I was coming back and I was like, oh, well, my friend is now friends with this girl. Am I still part of their friend group? It was hard for me to go back and try to put myself into those friendships that I had left. It was very hard. And remember, it was fifth grade.
Mm-hmm.
So my strategy... did y'all collect things when you were like little, or do y'all collect things now?
Pokemon. Gotta catch on.
Gotta catch on.
I know Jose likes Legos.
I do Legos and I also used to do Hot Wheels. Mm-hmm. I realized it's not really worth it that much. Yeah, it gets very expensive. So
yeah.
I now just have a bunch of Hot Wheels in boxes still, not even out.
I think it's cute. You could hand them down to your son or something in the future.
Yeah.
Okay, he said no.
Yeah.
Well, when I was in fifth grade, my mom and I, we both liked these, the My Little Pet Shop, and they were the little, like, animals, and I had so many, and I named them all, and, like, I had a list of all of them. I had inventory. Well, I came back, and I was like, I want to be friends with these girls again, and it was a little bit hard, and I wanted that attention. You know what I did? I brought my favorite My Little Pet Shop, and I took them to school, and I was like, hey, like, these are mine, and I'll let y'all borrow them. So, like, I gave my friends each, like, one, and it hurt my soul, and we were playing with them, and guess what happened? One of them tripped. Like, we were walking outside, and it was like on concrete. She fell, and the little pet shop was in her hand, and she scratched it. And I was like, it was the bumblebee. It was My Little Pet Shop. But I was like, oh, it's okay, it's okay. But I did it because I wanted to fit in. I wanted to be liked again. I wanted to be back in the group, and it hurt. It's okay, I grew up.
I liked the little raccoon. That was my favorite one.
Yes, his name was Rufus.
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 No
yeah.
way.
Yeah.
I too had a time. I think it was either middle school or elementary, but I know that in elementary, I think it was in elementary, because it was like I went to a school full of white people.
Mm-hmm.
Me too. It was like it was like a recurring theme. Now that I'm thinking of it, now that you told me that story, because in second grade there was like a group of a guy and a girl, and there were they also had it was like just imagine two little boys with a girl, and that was like the friend group. And they would always play with the toys that I like to play. Mm. So like sometimes I would like actually step in and be like, oh no, like I would be like, yeah, let me play. And sometimes they wouldn't like play with me, or they would just be grab their thingies and just be on their thing. And I would be like, okay, like sure, whatever, I guess I'll just play by myself.
Oh no. But
then the other times, like I would ask them if I could play with them. Yeah. Then the other times like I was like, well, can I play with y'all? And they're like, well, and it was kind of like a kind of have and have.
No.
So one day.
Why are kids so mean?
I don't know. And then one day, the guy, like the group leader, I guess, the group leader.
Don't say it. Why are you laughing?
Well, okay, listen, this is second grade. I was a little.
Yes. Yeah. I'll say something about Jose. Don't worry.
And then second grade, book fair.
Uh-huh.
In a book fair. So my mom bought me a Minecraft book,
mm-hmm.
and the guy was like, oh my gosh, it's so cool. Like everybody was like on me. I was like, chill. Like,
Minecraft book. I was like, chill. One at a time.
And then he was like, hey, can I borrow it? Like it was the end of the school day. Yeah. Hey, can I borrow it? He's like, and tomorrow you can come play with us. And I was like, yeah, bro, right? take it, bro. Yeah, for sure. And then my teacher's like, wait, Marlon, are you sure? Because this is your book and your mom bought it for you. Like, are you sure? He's like, yeah, it's like that way we can play together and whatnot. And then I don't think the teacher let him take it.
Oh, good.
Okay.
And then I never played with him.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. It's
going to
happen.
Yeah. So it was like, oh.
That's so sad. Well, Jose says that they always wanted him to be part of the group. I'm going to say a little story. Whenever we were little, I'm the oldest, and I liked making my decisions. But then my little brother, who was almost four years younger than me, always wanted to do the same thing I did.
I'm talking about friends, Fer.
Yeah, but it's still. But
I said friends, not family.
But at first I was like, oh, I don't like that my little brother is doing everything I want or I do. And my mom was like, he wants to be loved and accepted by you, so don't be mean to him. I just didn't understand.
Was she nice
it.
To me? No. She was not nice whatsoever. No, nothing nice.
I was like, why does he want to do everything?
How old was I, Fer?
He was 4 years younger than me. So he was a baby. And uh-huh. I mean, kids are mean. We were just talking. Yes, sorry, Jose.
Yeah, you're mean. You're mean. Don't try to save yourself now. You're mean.
I was mean. You. Yes. And I was like, no, Mom, I don't want him to do everything. He always wants to. So there, I was a little mean to Jose. I apologize, Jose. I publicly. I publicly apologize for not letting you in my little group, even though it was not a little group. It was just me. Okay. Anyway, Marlon.
Anyways. Okay. Maybe you haven't. You're getting the cold shoulder.
Your hair looks good from the back. Madeline, continue, please.
Okay, we're just gonna continue like nothing ever happened.
Thank you.
Maybe you weren't like, nah, like I was always in. But have you ever seen maybe someone that was like left out? And did you go out of your way to like include them?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'll let Jose talk first.
Nah.
He didn't see him. He was like, oh yeah, he's there. But
no, I saw him. No.
Sorry, Jose.
He's like, oh, look at that kid. He's all alone.
Yeah, one year at church, we had the VBS. There was this little kid. It was very weird, honestly.
Oh, my goodness.
Nobody, like, wanted to talk with him. I didn't want to talk to him whatsoever. I don't know what happened.
Don't say that stuff. But
I didn't even want to beat it. Okay, continue.
Anyways, okay. My mom ended up inviting him to, like, the VBS and everything. Then she's like, talk to him. I didn't want to. I was made.
Because you were scared. I don't.
Of what?
You were an introvert.
Of rejection.
Whoa.
From this guy? From him?
Well, I don't know. You've always been a reserved person, so going out of your way and talking to someone you don't know is usually a little bit scary.
That's not the whole point.
Okay, anyway.
I'm saying Marlon was weird and I was forced to talk to him.
That's not true. He wasn't weird. He was
so
the cutie.
So you went out of his way to come talk to
I
me.
I did go out of my way.
How did that make you feel?
Weird, man. Guess you were weird.
I'm so glad y'all are friends.
We're just weird.
Yeah.
We're weird in this together. Reb.
Well, I how do I explain this? I'm an extrovert, extroverted introvert. So y'all know what that is. You know what that is? It is a real thing.
That's just like craziness.
No, it is real. If
trust
you're an extrovert,
trust
introvert,
me, trust me.
Comment down in the comments that you are. I promise it's real because it happens. Like, I'm good to talk to people. If I'm like, oh, I'm in a position of leadership, I'll go talk to you. Or if I'm like at church and I see somebody that's new, I go and talk to them. I have no issues doing that. If I'm like, okay, I'm in a position that I need to talk to people, new people, I'll go. Yeah. When I'm in public and it's just for myself, and it's like it's scary.
Yeah.
Like I don't like calling on the phone. Like, remember when I couldn't even order pizza on the phone because I was so nervous?
Bro,
I was like,
too.
No, what if I mess up?
Me too. I'd be like, no, mom, you got it. She couldn't even speak English.
Yeah, or like whenever we were little. Or whenever we were little, it was like I needed more ketchup. And I was so afraid to go to the counter and be like, can I have more ketchup? And Jose would go and get more ketchup for me because.
Little like 5-year-old Jose would go get ketchup while this 7-year-old couldn't go get it.
Can I get ketchup?
Yeah, and like if I get an order wrong. Mm-hmm. I don't say anything.
I call, then I get my free food. You know, with Canes, if they mess it up, you can call in. They say like, "Oh yeah, come back and we'll give you a whole new order."
No, I didn't.
Or do you just they'll put it under your name and they'll give you like a free, like just whatever you just paid for, they'll give it for free next time. Like,
don't use that and don't lie if you're.
Yeah, like how are they gonna
be honest?
Mess up your order?
I've gotten like almost no fries on it.
Really?
Yes.
I'll take a
picture. Like no cane sauce. Or like. I'm missing tender. I was like, bro, what? How you mess up the one thing? There's 3, 4, or 6 tenders. Don't mess that up. Come on.
They got hungry.
So when I say it's like I am able to talk to people, and sometimes I see that even though I might be nervous, somebody else might be even more nervous.
Yeah.
So I remember going to college for the first time. It's called New Student Orientation, and it's like everyone there, it's like trying to talk to each other and making friends, and if you don't do that, then it's like it's going to be hard for you. So I remember that I went with somebody that was an introvert, so I would just grab her hand, and I would take her everywhere with me because I was like, I'm not letting you just not talk to anyone and like be miserable for the rest of your time here. So I grabbed her hand and I would just carry her and I was like, oh, this is my friend. And I would introduce her. But it was, we both needed that. So I've done that.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So, okay. So I'm going to tell y'all a story about someone that was kind of an extrovert, but he was seen as like an outsider, kind of like rejected. So it's in Matthew 8, verse 1, and we're going to read it all the way through 4. And it says, when he, Jesus, came down from the mountain, great crowds followed him. And behold, a leper came to him and knelt before him, saying, Lord, if you will, you can make me clean. And Jesus stretched out his hand and touched him, saying, I will be clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. And Jesus said to him, see that you say nothing to anyone, but go show yourself to the priest and offer the gift that Moses commanded for a proof to them. So that's cool. Like, he just touched them and it was fixed.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like we just talked about.
Mm-hmm. A miracle.
And we see that, like, despite these people that were mentioned back in the days were lepers. or they had a skin disease, basically, like, that was, like, very bad, and it was contagious. So everybody was like, you, like, get away from me. Like
if
you...
Afraid,
yeah,
kind of.
Like, if you went near them, like, they would not talk to you, you know? They were like, yeah, like, straight up, like...
Yeah.
You see Jose, you get scared.
All right, I was going to say my joke, but now I'll say it.
No, I'm kidding, I'm kidding.
Ew, get away from me. That's what they say about Marlon. Boom.
Oh, my goodness, no, continue.
Anyways...
Yeah, people were scared of these people. Yeah, people, like they didn't want to. They just excluded them.
Yeah, and we see a lot of things here, right? Like not only Jesus' power to just touch someone and like heal them. Like you were saying, touch headaches and it'll be fixed. Like he could just. And so, it's like it's so we also see how Jesus, with his humble and loving character, he just like he sees this guy despite the large crowds. Like you may be walking, like let's say you're walking with your family or you're walking with friends, and a homeless guy comes up, and instead of them running away, you go and you're like, hey, you talk to him, and maybe he asks for money, you give him a little bit. Can I pray for you? You kind of conversate with them, and that's kind of what Jesus does. And what he does is, he not only heals them, but he does it humbly, right? Like he doesn't pull out a camera and be like, "Hey guys, today we're gonna be healing this man." But make sure y'all go tell everybody what you saw here and at Jesus.
Yeah,
you know, like, at Jesus.
At Jesus.
Tag Jesus in the comments.
Tag Jesus in the comments. Like he like does it low key.
Yes. Yeah.
So like sometimes we could like do something and it's expect something in return. Like maybe we post it or maybe we want recognition. Like, oh, I'm not like, bro, like I'm so tired, I just went and like delivered so many food to homeless or stuff like that. But Jesus, he gives us an example, like he's humble, he's very loving too. And so, and then he told him, he's like, you go and offer your sacrifices, do what the law said. Like he doesn't tell them like, hey, give me something back. He just tells them like, do what you're supposed to do, just go on about your life. And any thoughts before we close?
I just love that you could even say that the leper was a reject. And sometimes even without knowing, we reject people and we don't know how, or we just don't consider how our actions, our words, or the lack of actions could hurt that person.
Yeah.
But Jesus literally said, come, and I touched him.
Yeah.
Like that's like literally what against what everyone did.
Yeah.
And he touched and healed him.
Mm.
It wasn't like he didn't only heal his disease. He healed his heart.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the leper was given a second opportunity.
Yeah.
And I just, like you said, it's with so much love and humility.
Mm-hmm.
It's, I mean, we're not going to. I'm not a doctor and I'm not going to perform a miracle on you unless God performs one, but yes,
this is doctor.
I'm a doctor.
And doctor of what?
I don't know, some type of doctor, everything really. 17 seasons of Grey's Anatomy. I'm a doctor.
Oh my goodness.
I know, keep going.
It's just it's I think of like what sometimes we are hard on ourselves even and we're like, I did this or I am this type of person, like I'm not worthy of the love that God gave this leper. But he gave it to the leper, the reject, the one that nobody wanted to do anything with. So it's like, wow. Apply it to you and you're like, I might have done this, I might have done that, and I might be the worst person. Yeah, God still wants me. And I think that's just a beautiful story of it. It's a reminder that even though we're not clean, because we're not perfect, we're horrible people. We've talked about that.
Yeah.
We're still wanted by God. That's what this story made me think.
That's good.
Well.
Cut the cameras.
Thank you guys so much for watching. Thank you for tuning in today. We have loved this conversation. Whoa. Yeah, we have loved this conversation. Thank you, Marlon, for leading it. We will see you next Friday at 10 a.m. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram, on YouTube, and on TikTok at ADAW Podcast. And if you are interested in knowing more about how you can have a relationship with Christ, go to follow.lifeword.org and learn more about how you can become a Christ follower. See y'all next week. Bye. Bye.